You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Religion and politics, always a combustible mix. During the long debate over gay marriage, many people of faith and their leaders argued that it violated their deeply held religious beliefs. And now more are speaking out against our nation's immigration laws and their enforcement by the Trump administration, and they're using religious convictions as the reason why. Today, some faith leaders gathered in Washtenaw County to make a passionate declaration of support for protecting immigrants from deportation. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia spoke with some of them to get their thoughts on the role of so-called sanctuary churches and what happens when their actions run contrary to our nation's laws.
I am Reverend Justo Gonzalez II. I am the Southwest Area Minister for the United Church of Christ. I think that the responsibility of those of us as people of faith is to educate our communities, to challenge our communities, and to encourage our communities to mobilize in the work of justice. Because, quite frankly, if simply we come and worship on a Sunday morning but don't live out that faith, then we've missed the essential message of the gospel, which is communal transformation, and it is the recognition that it's not about me as an individual or individual piety.
Reverend Deborah Dean Ware, I'm the pastor of Church of the Good Shepherd United Church of Christ here in Ann Arbor. Well, I think there's lots of different levels of our role. One is being a kind of what I consider a pastoral presence in the community, so speaking out on behalf of some of the most vulnerable members of our communities, that as a way of saying you're not alone, there are people of faith who hear your struggle, who want to advocate for change in our world, and that we want to support your families. So that's one important piece, because the Christian narrative has been hijacked by the radical right, and it's become weaponized, and it has been used to marginalize people as opposed to unifying people and uplifting people, and so trying to counteract that piece as well.
Rabbi Josh Winston, I'm the rabbi at Temple Beth Emeth in Ann Arbor. In my opinion, my role is to help energize my community to support Sanctuary, to understand that that it's been a part of our history for thousands of years, and most recently, of course, grandparents and great-grandparents and children and parents who are alive today wouldn't be alive if they hadn't received Sanctuary from churches and other righteous Gentiles during the events of World War II, of the Holocaust, that people took in family members and made sure that they were safe. So we I think feel the need for Sanctuary very directly. And although this isn't the same situation for sure, we also understand that that people are in need right now, and that we need to support them.
It's a risk that I'm willing to take. I have immense privilege as somebody who has been born and raised in the United States. I have white privilege as a white person. I have middle class socioeconomic privilege. And so until the rest of our community can be lifted up and operate as freely and as completely as I can operate in this world, then we have to do this kind of thing. And it's our biblical faith calls us to be prophetic, to speak truth to power, to be hospitable, to be a refuge for the most vulnerable and the neediest in our communities. It's really about our expression of our Christian faith.
I think the first thing is to educate yourself. I think, and I applaud people that want to open their hearts, because the gospel is rooted in love. And love moves and motivates. But we also need to understand that we are putting ourselves at legal peril, and that communities of faith are putting their building at legal peril. So they need to get educated. They need to understand what is defined legally versus what is in paper as a memorandum of understanding. ICE has the right to break into my building whenever they choose to. I have the right not to open the door. And there's a distinction there in terms of knowing that legally they can do it, but ethically, morally, as a person of faith, I will not cooperate. And if that means standing in front of one of the people that I am protecting and being arrested to defend their right to be here, then I will do that. So congregations and community of faith need to understand legal implications, need to understand moral and ethical, need to have conversations about what they're getting into. They need to strategically align. They need to partner with other people of goodwill, other people of faith, other people that are community activists. We need to step outside of the church and build those coalitions for the greater good.
Those were the voices of Reverend Justo Gonzalez II, Reverend Deborah Dean Ware, and Rabbi Josh Winston.